Joe Concho, Dan Blondes right here on 720 WGN. Richard Roper is here. The Lucas Museum coming to the lakefront of Chicago. Or is it? Oh, no.
That doesn't sound good.
Oh, no. Wait, what happened? Oh, boy. Turns out that now the George Lucas...
Was that Chewbacca there with the groaning?
I don't know. I don't know what that was.
Or maybe that was Richard.
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. He's not claiming it.
Chicago, not a good city to do business in.
Well, the Yoda.
Someone's going to send like a Photoshop of Yoda giving Chicago the finger. You just know it. With a little backpack on his way to O'Hare. Getting an Uber driven by Chewie. There, some cartoonists, do that for us, please.
Now, I got to just say that we're now getting word. Now getting word that there are sources saying that even Valerie Jarrett, I'm sorry.
You're talking about Melody Hobson.
Melody Hobson.
Mm-hmm. The wife of George Lucas.
From Ariel Capital. Melody Hobson, who has been a Chicagoan, a Chicago booster, a Chicago maker of markets.
Philanthropist.
Major player here. That Melody Hobson, George Lucas's wife, is telling people Chicago's just too hard to deal with. Now, Melody Hobson knows every. Melody Hobson can pick up the phone and she can call Rahm Emanuel. She can call any of the aldermen. She can call anybody. She called the President of the United States. He'll pick up her phone call, right?
She was able to get their wedding on the lakefront, if you recall, through a couple of bent rules. And they also paid. They paid $1 million to the city.
So right.
They cut a deal.
Here is George Lucas, who is trying to land this museum in Chicago and pay workers to build this museum here in Chicago.
Right.
And add to the economy here. And they cannot get it done because you've got the Friends of the Park Lake thing.
Friends of the Parks, yeah. You got it. They're saying that, I mean, the latest quote from them in Cranes was, yes, that's correct. We are not in agreement with any option that calls for building on the lakefront, which is what's causing Melody Hobson and George Lucas to say, hey, we're looking at other sites.
Even if it included tearing down a building that already exists there, so you would and you'd have a smaller footprint with the museum.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying, well, no, that never should have happened. So they just, I mean, and for reasons beyond my understanding of how things work in this city, they have that level of power to deny. We don't get some sort of referendum. There's no city council vote. The people don't get to speak
right.
to so Friends of the Park and say no. And essentially, that's going to be the end of it.
Now, I know one of the arguments that they make is that, well, if you let George Lucas do it, everybody will do it. Then there'll be a casino in Lincoln Park, and there'll be an...
Okay.
And there won't be. There won't... I mean, the park... first of all, this campus, the museum campus, it's museums! You already have the Adler Planetarium. You already have the Shedd Aquarium. You already have the Field Museum that are, butted up against the lake there, right?
Right.
And now you just head a little south from there, and you got that monstrosity of McCormick Place East that nobody wants there anymore.
Yeah.
Why not let them do this?
You would think if it's an upgrade architecturally and otherwise, and the jobs it brings, that's certainly an issue, that it might be worthy of consideration. I mean, I understand where they're coming from, though. The park should be preserved for the people. The lakefront should. And Chicago's done a tremendous job with that. It's one of the things that makes our city beautiful.
Although you're not allowed to walk in some of the parks. Get your dog out of here. What do you think? This is a park? What are you doing? What is that, picnic? Was that a picnic basket? How dare you? What are you doing?
Get off the grass. Get off the grass.
My favorite is when the cops come by at like the curfew time and they, get off, leave the park. And then it's like,
on
oh,
the
this
Segway,
is so delightful.
Zipping around. And I'm like, oh, this is such a friendly city. Well, I think part of the problem was I don't think the Lucas Museum contingent did a good enough job of explaining what was going to happen there. Melody Hobson is saying today, we're talking about $2 billion to the economy and thousands of jobs and minority scholarship programs and all these things. And a lot of people, even people I know who are in the media, were like, well, it's just going to be a Star Wars museum, right? They just pictured it all like Hobbit exhibits and like, and there were going to be some really cool things, but it was also going to be, you know, when people talk about George Lucas's art collection, it's not velvet paintings of stormtroopers. It's like world masterpieces. He's got one of the world's most, you know, and also like his digital, you know, creations and collections, but I don't think they did a good enough job of letting people know or informing people about that. So a lot of people thought it was going to be some theme park.
Lucas Museum of the Narrative Arts, right? So it's storytelling. is what he's talking
history
about
of cinema and advances in special effects and workshops and labs and scholarships. And also just the fact how many people work at the museums as it is. I mean, you go in there, there, you know, it would definitely be thousands of jobs. There's no doubt about
and the
that.
The building of it, for sure, I think. That,
yeah,
that adds
all the construction.
To the whole...
Here's the interesting thing. We're the kind of city, we don't want this, you know, we could have been this beautiful advanced museum, but man, we really wanted those Olympics because those always go so well for a city.
It just has Rio.
Yeah. How's that working out for 2 weeks of that?
With the Zika. Yeah.
The Zeke. We got the Zeke.
Oh, the Zeke, right. Yeah.
And the triple jump.
That's what they're calling it these days.
Right. Now, I'm just amazed that this is not, it appears to now be dead for Chicago.
I am a bit too. I didn't see it going here. I thought there'd be some resolution reached.
Well, because no one was willing to do it. The mayor wasn't willing to step up. The aldermen weren't willing to step into the, you know, the friends of the park. And I'd like them to explain, when you have a museum that is not only going to represent, you know, America's contribution to the cinematic arts and to storytelling, which is the great contribution to the narrative arts, the storytelling arts, from caveman to Donald Trump. There is America's great contribution is the movies, right?
And Chicago has cinema. This rich, you know, history of studios. I mean, these are films like the Tom Mix movies in like
right. Charlie Chaplin worked
for,
in
for
Lincoln
real.
Park.
Yeah, I mean, you think about all that, and it's just not going to happen. And I'm sure this has been done, but I can't recall seeing this. I want to see an article, whether it's from the Sun-Times or the Tribune or Red Eye or DNA Info or whoever wants to. I want to meet the friends of the park. I would like to see a profile of each and every one of them, and I'd love to hear them explain. And I know they have the reasons, and they're very passionate, but they have to know too that, you know, the image they have, people think they're a small group of elitists who just act in their own best interest. Whether that's true or not, that's the perception of friends of the park.
But I think they would argue that the small group of elitists are on the other side, because they would basically be turning over park property to the George Lucas Foundation, who would really have in total run of this museum,
exactly.
not a public park district. Run museum, but a privately
run
museum.
Yeah, he wanted literal ownership of the museum, and they're saying, well, it would have benefited him more than anyone else, but he was going to put up the $780 million or whatever it was to build it. And I don't know exactly what his plan was, but George Lucas is 71, already has more money than he could spend in 100 lifetimes. So I don't think he was looking for this, I'm going to make some money off of those fools in Chicago. My guess would, you know, would be that he was not looking to make any money whatsoever. You know, he was never going to get his original $750 million back.
And one of the points of this museum is to not only look back on how filmmaking started and special effects and things like that started and developed, but also where the future is heading, right? So you would get installations here in that museum that would presage things of the future, the way the Museum of Science and Industry has done throughout its run here.
Sure.
The thing is that you've got and you have an active organization with the Lucas Foundation that is still in the business, essentially, of creating fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And so why not let, you know, why it would be such an important, not just for crowds of people who are Star Wars geeks who want to go take a look at, you know, the Yoda collection, but there are going to be people who are, there are going to be scholars. There are going to be future filmmakers, as they pointed out, this whole idea of the minority outreach and you know, finding storytellers in Chicago and creating avenues for them to get formally trained in that.
Right.
I mean, it's just, you know, to me, this is such a missed opportunity, such a missed bet.
I would have loved to have seen it here, too. I think the concepts are great. I just wonder if it would have been different if they had decided that it was going to be a public-private partnership, or that the park district would have some control over it since it is public space.
Well, who wants the park district to have control over it anyway? Look at the park district's got the control over Soldier Field, and it's completely inefficient as a result.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's possible to go there, but the problem is when you start giving away space to private, there is a precedent here. When you start saying, hey, okay, private organizations can now eat up our public land, and a lot of this stuff, as you know, can be done sort of in backroom deals and things like that. This one came out in the open. A U.S. district judge said that this project may violate the state's public trust doctrine. To me, I think it's good that we're sort of erring on the side of, like, let's really, really inspect everything about all of these projects before we move forward.
Let's put it to a vote.
Well,
a vote on the show.
Well, you don't want to put it always to a vote. Well,
You mean like a referendum?
I think we just learned in Indiana we don't always want to put it to a vote.
What's Trump doing now? He's ahead by like 60%.
Trump is winning Indiana by 240% right now. I've never seen anything like it.
Okay, never mind. Let's not put it to a vote.
I don't necessarily want to put it to a vote. But what you have is existing buildings now. I don't know why they can't find a caveat there to make it so that you're not changing a precedent here. There's already buildings there.
Right.
And that
they're public buildings, right?
Yeah, whoa. But wait a second. Again, the Metropolitan Pier and Exposition Authority that runs Navy Pier and McCormick Place. Hello.
And that's public-private partnership, which is basically, I agree with you, is they're hiding a private entity behind a public-private partnership, which, if you try to FOIA anything or get anything about what's going on there, it's very difficult. It's not being run out in the open, and I think it's not really the greatest. It's not run very well at all.
And this is a loss Rahm Emanuel should not have taken.
Yeah, I don't think he did the best job of, having counteroffers or really brokering this. And you mentioned Navy Pier. They're going to build this hotel now, right, at the end of Navy Pier. Which is all well and good, but the people that are going to stay at that hotel, I hope they realize, even with the renovations, they're still going to have to make their way past, like, kiosks where you can get your name printed on a license plate. and every, they better have a ferry to take you out to that hotel.
Well, they may have, there would have to be a separate access road, I think, because
it has to be, right?
It's
hotel guests only, for the elitists who can stay.
I'm not quite sure I fully understand that. I don't know. That's a complex question for me to answer since I have an investment on Navy Pier, but I don't know if that makes the greatest amount of sense. I like the design of it. But the design looks very cool.
Well, the views would be incredible. You could see like across the horizon.
Well, kind of, because we've all lived on the lakefront before.
Yeah. And at night, you really don't see.
You
too
don't
much.
See anything, and if there's and the fog rolls in, which it does a lot, like this time of year and in the fall, it's.
Perfect situation to commit murder. I say. Well, I think if you're George Lucas, you're Melody Hobson. At some point, why don't you just plunk it down on Skywalker Ranch and call it a day? Or it's gonna go to Los Angeles. Some Hollywood entity. Yeah. They're gonna find, and it might be the better place for it.
Some city will welcome this. Absolutely. I mean, I don't think they should have too much trouble. They seem to want it along a waterfront.
Well, USC will pony up for it, right? Isn't it George Lucas,
so.
USC
yeah.
guy?
So, I mean, I think that would be the
or near the Staples
thing.
Center, which is kind of splits the difference for them.
Yeah, somewhere there. It just makes sense because there's already so many things there. It is
so
Hollywood. So, I don't think he's going to entertain offers from Cleveland and Pittsburgh and other cities. Hey, come
maybe
here.
Maybe he will.
But you know what? You never know. Maybe he will.
Maybe Mar-a-Lago. Over in Florida.
Oh my God.
Now that Trump may be president.
Oh my God. Maybe in Orlando. Puts it in Orlando and makes it. It's not a theme park, people. And you missed the bet here. This is a cultural institution. And you all screwed it up. Yeah. And we could have gotten rid of that albatross that's sitting out there, the McCormick Place East, and replaced it with something that will actually draw tourists on top of the convention business that's already coming. Mm-hmm. And add to the cultural dynamics that Chicago lends to the world. And instead, now we just got a bunch of people going, I don't like the idea of this because it violates the trust. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. I'm upset.
You don't even like Star Wars. That's what I find so interesting. You're saying,
I don't know.
I know it's not all about Star Wars, but it's,
It's not. And that's the point. It's not all about George Lucas's work.
Right.
He's building a museum about the narrative arts. It's sort of like saying that the Field family, when they built the Field Museum, that all they were doing... Which, by the way, anybody ask a question about that?
Yeah, they didn't make it just about...
It wasn't just about furniture.
Thank God.
Right?
The Wrigley building. It's only the gum. There's nothing else there. Right?
That's not what happened there. And all right, hold on.
You're not happy.
Violetta.
I think you're channeling your Trump stuff through this.
No, I am not. He's up 53... He's got 53% of the vote in Indiana right now.
Wow.
He's been called by all of the all the people who call. And right now, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton within a percentage point of each other.
Wow, that's
8/10 of a percentage point separates the two of them.
With how
and you're telling me that Hillary Clinton, oh, yeah, mop the floor with Donald Trump. She can't get past this guy. This guy who's like the one person that comes to Thanksgiving. And you're like, oh, he can't hear. I repeat everything over and over and over again to him.
It's great.
Somebody pass the turkey. I just want the dog meat.